Simple greetings around the world.
簡單的世界問候。
Anna learns to say hello and goodbye in different languages during a trip around the world.
Anna 在一次环球旅行中学习用不同语言说你好和再见。
In London, she learns to say hello.
在伦敦，她学会了说 hello。
In Paris, she learns to say bonjour.
在巴黎，她学会了说 bonjour。
In Berlin, she learns to say hello.
在柏林，她学会了说 hello。
In Madrid, she learns to say hola.
在马德里，她学会了说 hola。
In Rome, she learns to say ciao.
在罗马，她学会了说 ciao。
In Tokyo, she learns to say konnichiwa.
在东京，她学会了说 konnichiwa。
In Beijing, she learns to say ni hao。
在北京，她学会了说你好。
In Moscow, she learns to say zdravstvuyte ui。
在莫斯科，她学会了说 zdravstvuyte。
In Cairo, she learns to say marhaba。
在开罗，她学会了说。
In Johannesburg, she learns to say sawubona。
在约翰内斯堡，她学会了说 sawubona。
In Rio de Janeiro, she learns to say hola。
在里约热内卢，她学会了说 hola。
In Mexico City, she learns to say hola。
在墨西哥城，她学会了说 hola。
Finally, she comes back home and learns to say goodbye in English.
最后，她回到家学会了在英语中说再见。
The day Tim forgot to say goodbye.
蒂姆忘了说再见的那一天。
Tim gains a new friend when he accidentally forgets to say goodbye and returns to offer a proper farewell.
蒂姆在不小心忘记说再见并回去好好告别时找到了新朋友。
Tim lives in a quiet town.
蒂姆住在一个安静的小镇。
He walks to school every morning.
他每天早上走去学校。
One day, he hurried to school.
有一天，他急忙去上学。
He forgot to say goodbye to his mother.
他忘记跟他的母亲说再见。
At school, he met a girl named Amy.
在学校，他遇到了一个叫艾米的女孩。
They had fun together.
他们一起玩得很开心。
After school, Tim said goodbye to Amy.
放学后，蒂姆和艾米说再见。
He suddenly remembered he forgot to say goodbye to his mother.
他突然想起他忘记对他的母亲告别。
Tim went home to say goodbye to his mother.
蒂姆回家向他的母亲告别。
At home, he felt very happy.
在家，他感到很高兴。
His mother smiled.
他的母亲微笑着。
He said, sorry, I forgot.
他说，对不起，我忘了。
His mother replied, it's okay, dear.
他的母亲回答，没事，亲爱的。
Since then, Tim always said goodbye.
从此，蒂姆每天都坚持告别。
He saw Amy every day.
他每天都见艾米。
They became good friends.
他们成了好朋友。
Maria writes a heartfelt letter to her grandmother, learning the nuances of letter writing and the joy of receiving mail.
玛丽亚给她的祖母写了一封情意绵绵的信，学习了写信的细微差别以及收到信件的乐趣。
This morning, Maria sat at her desk.
今天早上，玛丽亚坐在桌子前。
The sun shone into her room through the window.
窗外的太阳照亮了房间。
She decided to write a letter to her grandmother.
她决定给祖母写信。
She began writing, Dear Grandma.
她开始写道，亲爱的奶奶。
She wrote about her school life and friends.
她写下了她的学校生活和朋友。
She hoped to see her grandmother soon.
她希望能很快见到祖母。
Maria felt happy sealing the letter.
玛丽亚封信时，感到很高兴。
She put the letter in a pink envelope.
她把信放进了一个粉红色的信封。
Then, she walked to the post office to mail it.
然后，她走到邮局寄信。
Maria imagined her grandmother smiling as she received the letter.
玛丽亚想象着祖母微笑着收到信。
Writing the letter made her feel connected to her grandmother.
写信让她感受到与祖母的联系。
Later, Maria received a reply from her grandmother.
后来玛丽亚收到了祖母的回信。
It surprised her.
这让她感到惊喜。
Grandmother wrote many stories about her own life.
祖母写了许多关于她自己生活的故事。
She shared adventures from her youth.
她分享了她年轻时的冒险经历。
Reading these stories made Maria feel warm.
读这些故事让玛丽亚感到温暖。
The reply was a surprise.
这封回信是一个惊喜。
Now Maria writes letters often to her grandmother.
现在玛丽亚经常给祖母写信。
She treasures these conversations.
她珍惜这些交谈。
Mark's musical journey.
马克的音乐之旅。
Mark discovers his passion for music while exploring different hobbies and the impact it has on his social life.
马克在探索不同的爱好时发现了对音乐的热爱，并了解了他对他的社交生活的影响。
It all began on a Saturday afternoon.
一切开始于一个星期六的下午。
Mark's parents gave him a guitar as a birthday present.
马可的父母送给他一把吉他作为生日礼物。
At first, he just strummed the strings randomly.
起初，他只是凭感觉拨弄琴弦。
But soon, he started learning chords and simple songs.
但不久后，他开始学习和弦和简单的歌曲。
His friends were soon impressed by his talent.
他的朋友们很快对他的天赋印象深刻。
Mark encouraged them to form a band together.
马克鼓励他们一起组建一个乐队。
They practiced regularly and enjoyed every minute of creating music.
他们定期排练，享受创造音乐的每一分钟。
They even performed at school events.
他们甚至在学校活动中演出了。
For a moment, Mark considered pursuing a career in music.
有那么一刻，马克考虑追求音乐事业。
Although he eventually chose a traditional career path, music always remained his passion.
虽然他最终选择了传统的工作路线，但音乐永远是他的热情所在。
Music became a way for him to relax and express himself.
音乐成为了一种放松和表达自我的方式。
Despite a busy life, he still makes time to play the guitar.
尽管生活繁忙，他仍然抽出时间玩吉他。
It's the moment he looks forward to the most each day.
这是他一天中最期待的时刻。
Music became a bond connecting him with friends and family.
音乐成为连接他与朋友家人的纽带。
He learned a new language to express emotions through music.
他学会了一种新的语言，通过音乐表达情感。
Music was his refuge from reality.
音乐是他逃避现实的避难所。
Through music, he found inner peace.
通过音乐，他发现了内心的平静。
Mastering polite goodbyes.
掌握礼貌告别。Ella
explores the art of farewell in both formal and informal settings, uncovering cultural nuances.
Ella 探索在正式和非正式场合告别的艺术，揭示文化细微差异。On
her journey, she learned different expressions.
在她的旅程中，她学会了不同的表达方式。First,
she encountered farewells in the workplace.
首先，她遇到了职场的告别。
She realized that formal goodbyes often require decorum.
她意识到，正式告别常常需要得体。Next,
she found that farewells among friends were more casual.
接着，她发现朋友间的告别则更随意。She
learned about safe and warm ways to say goodbye.
她学习了安全而温暖的告别方式。Her
cultural experience deepened.
她的文化经验有所加深。Then,
she traveled to a different country.
然后，她去了一个不同的国家。She
observed the varied customs between nations.
她观察国家之间的不同礼仪。Every
country has its unique style of farewells.
每个国家都有其独特的告别风格。She
experienced how to harness orthodox methods of farewell.
她体验了如何利用正统方法告别。Simultaneously,
she embraced modern farewell etiquette.
同时也接受现代告别礼仪。
Her final destination was an entirely new environment.
她的最后一站是一个全新的环境。There,
she witnessed the most vivid goodbyes.
那里，她见证了最生动的告别。She
felt a spectrum of emotions.
她感受到不同的情感。There
was laughter and there were tears.
有欢笑，也有泪水。
Through these experiences, Ella learned more than just language.
通过这些经验 ，Ella 不仅学习了语言
，She gained an understanding of the emotions behind the culture.
她更理解了文化背后的情感。
Chasing clouds, the science of weather prediction.
追云，天气预报的科学。
A deep dive into meteorology, exploring the techniques of weather forecasting and their implications.
深入气象学，探索天气预测技术及其影响。